Okay, we are in Klal Mem, Oisyud Beis, and we're going from the theoretical to the practical. Until now we talked about the general rules of Basa B'Cholav, and here we talk about the rule of waiting between milk and meat, which the first minig, which he brings here, is to wait 6 hours. He talks about the minig of waiting less than 6 hours in Yud Gimel. The minig to wait for milchiks to fleishiks really has no basis, the minig of waiting a period of time. Many of us grew up, myself included, in a home which you were taught to wait 30 minutes. And I saw Tshuva in Rabbi Menashe Klein's Tshuva Svarim. Someone wrote to him that he heard there's no makar for waiting 30 minutes. He says it's not true. It's absolutely not true. The Zaya says to wait an hour. So it doesn't really answer what the minig is to wait 30 minutes. I mean, the answer is that people say is no minig to wait. The desire's lashon is not to eat it b'shoa chada. Now, shoa in Hebrew doesn't really mean an hour. It means a period of time. It's interesting. Rabbi Zalman Hena writes the shayrish of the word shoa. Shoa appears once in Tanakh.
To turn.
Shoa appears once in Tanakh. Where? No, I didn't mean that. I mean the period of time. By Daniel, Shteimim Kishoa Chada. It doesn't say Shoa, it says Kishoa Chada.
I'm thinking of turning.
You think of turning. Zalman Hena says the word is not Shoa, it's Shi'a. He says the Sherish is Na, like Shva Na. But a Nun falls away very often, so it's Shoa. Rabbi Yaakov Emden disagrees. But anyway, the point is when the Zaya says you shouldn't need a Kishoa Chada, it doesn't necessarily mean 60 minutes. You shouldn't need it together. Let's see the rules here. I started it yesterday. We're going to learn now. I told you yesterday there are two reasons for the waiting after meat. Either because of basa ben shinayim, or afraid some meat got stuck between your teeth. And if you eat milk, it'll mix, God forbid, with the milk in the same mouthful. And the other reason is that meat is moishech tam. It gives a lasting taste, and you have to wait till that taste disappears. Let's go through what it says here, and then we'll discuss the various other issues. Ad gazu chazal shemachol basa fil shalchay va'ayv she'ein nisurin elamid rabbanan. The din of waiting 6 hours doesn't matter if it's meat or poultry, which is only a rabbanan loy makamak and loy plug b'yisav basa b'chalav. We know of no practical difference between eating poultry and eating meat in basa b'chalav. V'asu lechal achrav chalav ad su'uda acheres. And you can't eat it in one meal. Now, what does that mean until the next meal? Dechleku apais can be pirush adavar. What does it mean? Suda acheres yeshayim derotzah zemarim loymar zeman suda dainu sheishois bebekais bebechayev. It's a 6 hour time period. But tam lefisha basa moitzi shuman. Reason number one is that meat is fatty umoishech tam ad zman ze. And it leaves residual taste until this period of time. Shas kavari des achel legamri. Excuse me. By 6 hours, it's totally digested. L'chein afilo ein basa ben shinav tzarech lahamtin. Even if there is no meat between his teeth, let's say he had chicken soup, he has to wait. Or l'fizeh, according to the reason, it's moishech tam. Haloy is l'tani tinuk. Somebody who chews something doesn't swallow it, chews it, and then spits it out and gives it to a child, which apparently was an acceptable behavior. Ain't sarach lahamtin shari ainah moishech tam. So the first reason is because it's moishech tam. V'yeshayim rim the Rambam's reason is hatam afisha kol zman zeh yesh basa ben shinav. We're afraid there may be meat between his teeth. V'adai nikra basa. Well, if he's there,
according to that, all the menachim were 3 hours, 1 hour.
Right. This is not that. Well, in Yud Gimel he talks about the shorter period. Right. This is going with the reason of 6 hours. L'fizeh filo loyis latinik sarach lahamtin. Even if you chew and don't swallow, you still have to wait. V'gam afilu v'kvar himtin v'eishois. Here's an important line. This line is in the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu v'kvar himtin vav shois. Even if you already waited 6 hours. Im yesh basa ben shinav. If after 6 hours, you wake up in the morning and there's meat between your teeth. So what do you do now? You waited 6 hours, you slept the whole night. Tzarech lahasirai. You have to remove the meat. And that's adequate. You don't have to wait. Now, since the Shulchan Aruch says you have to remove it, the haflah is medayik. If you have meat between your teeth and you swallow it, you have to wait 6 more hours. That's the makar, that there's no shear. Even the smallest piece of meat, if you wait, you have to wait 6 hours. Anu kibalnu l'chumra shnei hatamim. And we hold up both reasons.
What?
We hold both reasons, between your teeth and because it's Meshach Tam. Ramesha learns into a shach the following chiddush. Ramesha writes, that particular tshuva is about iron pills that are made out of meat derivatives. If you take an iron pill, there's certainly no meat stuck between your teeth. And what about being Meshach Tam? Iron pills are not Meshach Tam. They're a very small amount of meat. It doesn't even taste meaty. So Ramesha writes that you don't have to wait 6 hours. After something which can't get stuck between your teeth and is not Meshach Tam, doesn't give lasting taste, you don't have to wait 6 hours. As a matter of fact, he's explaining a shach. The shach says if you have a meat pot, he didn't clean it out well. He made chicken soup. He didn't clean it out well. He just threw in some spaghetti and some water. He made spaghetti. And there's, halachically, it's fleishigs. There's still residual meat. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Because it won't get stuck between your teeth from the residual meat. And likewise, it won't, likewise, it's not Meshach Tam.
Same thing with flea, and flea also.
So I'll tell you an interesting thing. I asked Rav Yashiv once the following shaila. If you cook simultaneously in an oven open meat or chicken and a potato kugel, many people Erev Shabbos do that. They're put into the oven. Now that potato kugel is halachically absolutely fleishig because the steam of the meat goes into the potato kugel. You can't eat that potato kugel with milk. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv if you have to wait 6 hours after eating that potato kugel.
So he
said, Miken Mekel Zayin. That was what he said, Miken Mekel Zayin. So I asked him why. You couldn't ask him why. But I said something like, even if it has taste, and he said, it's not Moshe Tam. So you're right, the reasons don't apply. This doesn't get stuck between your teeth. And it's not Moshe Tam. Similarly, when I was learning Basa B'Cholav, we came upon a Prima Gadim. It's just the Prima Gadim. He says, if you cut a pickle, the Davacharef, with a milchika knife, now our rule is that a sharp food that's cut with a knife is Bailaya. It's considered to be fleishik or milchik, whatever the state of the knife is. Or if it's a trefa knife, even if it's cold, it becomes trefa. So the Prima Gadim says, listen to this, if you're within 6 hours of meat, you're not allowed to eat a pickle that was cut with a milchika knife. That's the Prima Gadim's saying. So we were wondering, what about the reverse? If you cut a pickle with a fleishika knife, whether you have to wait 6 hours. So we were learning, I learned here at Deber of Palm. I think I was the first class, his first year of Deber class, I'm not sure. But anyway, he said he's not sure. What? He gave Gemara. He gave Chulun once, I think, only.
Gemara, and then we went to Chulun.
Okay. So, at any rate, we asked if you have to wait 6 hours, according to the Prima Gadim. He said he's not sure. So I went with my Chavrus, we're on the east side, we went to ask Rav Meisha. So we were afraid, we won't understand what he said, halacha l'maisa. So what I did is I had the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim has been in the halachas of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's not even Yeridaya. So I had the Shulchan Aruch on my finger here, but I didn't show him anything. First, I just asked him the shayla. I asked him, if I cut a pickle with a fleshy knife and I eat it, do I have to wait 6 hours? He said, no. I said to him, Abrishtet in Prima Gadim. That's as far as I got, but it says in Prima Gadim. So he knew which Prima Gadim I was asking from. He said one sentence. He said, Darton is Andrish. He said, there it's different. Because he ate real meat. It's Meshach Tam. If you eat real meat and you have the taste, you can't eat a milchika pickle. But if you cut fleshing a pickle that's cut with a knife, it's not Meshach Tam. The same svara, all these things. My chavrus I went with, who had never been by Meshach before, it was like, he didn't know what hit him. Like, we came to ask him a shayla. I said, I'm a state in Prima Gadim, and bang, it was all over. You know, like he was very, very quick and concise. But anyway, it's a nice rule to know that once you're fleishik, you can't have milchiks at all. But to become fleishik, you could have to wait 6 hours. It depends if you have the two reasons, even one of the two reasons. If it's Meshach Tam, or if it's...
The microwave came out then, early machine, and they used to be able to put the kugel inside. There was a shayla,
You see, there's no question, and not right now, it doesn't matter. If just the keli is fleishik, so you're right, nobody will hold this fleishik. As you cook things a fleishik apart, certainly you don't have to wait 6 hours. What we meant to ask is, because when you cook it simultaneously with chicken or meat, the steam of the meat fills up the chamber of the oven. So it's still worse than the case you're saying, because it's worse. Rebelski held you have to wait 6 hours. This is why he asked Rebel Yosha.
In the microwave?
No, and then, if you're cooking in an oven, meat and kugel open, I always tell people, I found something in Rebelski's mach and Rebel Yosha's mach. Like it's, you know, the only thing. So, all right. Anyway, let's get back to the Chachmas. Halachically, it's a tam. You're going to say, I don't feel the tam. I do feel the tam. Halacha says there's a tam. That's what it does. Now, v'motza achakach bosa ben ha-shinayim u'mesirai eitzarach lahamtim. If you found meat between your teeth and you remove it, you don't have to wait. The chashvina v'avshois me'achi losai. The v'avshois goes from what you ate, not from what you found between your teeth. Ach, that's important. Tzarech kinuach v'adochas hapeh. When you go either from milchiks to fleishiks or fleishiks to milchiks, you have to do kinuach, which is wiping out your mouth with something solid, that means chewing bread. Vadochas hapeh with liquid. Hakinuach, what is kinuach? Yilois pas, yikaneach by piv yafeh. You chew some bread and that cleans out the mouth. Hadocha, shiadiach piv b'mayim, abishar mashkin, you wash your mouth out with liquid. En kapeh de makvin kinuach hadocha, doesn't matter which is first. Now, this din of kinuach or hadocha, if you wait 6 hours, you don't need kinuach or hadocha. Even if you slept the whole 6 hours. Even if you wait 1 hour, there's a machloikis shach and taz, if you have to wash out your mouth. Because 1 hour, a person's mouth, from the saliva, it gets cleaned out more or less. But, if you're eating milchiks and then fleishiks, for those who don't wait 30 minutes, even if you do wait 30 minutes, you need to do a hadocha and a kinuach. If you have milchiks and you're going to your fleishiks half an hour later, you have to rinse out your mouth. You can brush your teeth, or if you don't want to brush your teeth, you can chew something like bread to clean out the teeth. What? Even if you wait half an hour, because by waiting an hour, this machloikis, which says you have to wait an hour, fleishiks to milchiks, so Shach and Taz argue if you need kinuach vadocha. Less than an hour, it seems. What? An hour. If it's an hour, you don't need. It's machik shach and taz, chachmasan passes, you don't need. He will pass it that way in Yud Gimel. Bishuman shal basar, I fill shal oifais, the fats of meat or poultry, dinam kibasar, which means something like soup. Vimachal gavina, if you had cheese, and sarach lahamtin, mutalech alachra basar. Bavachi ayim biyadav. You have to check your hands, shalay shum dava miyagvina nidavim. Should be no milchik stuck on your hands. Ubalayla, shen yochalayin heitev, at night when you can't check your hands, but it's before lights, tzarech l'rachtzim b'mayim dafka. Your hands also have to be clean. If you need a fleishig a meal and you pass the stove, you don't touch a hot milchik apart until you wash your hands. Gam tzarech hadocha v'kinuach, you have to wash out your mouth. V'cheinim oichol basar, etavshol shol basar. If you eat meat or fleishig a stew, let's say, if you have potatoes from the cholent, you have to wait 6 hours. Even if you just have the potatoes in the cholent, you have to wait 6 hours. They're cooked with meat, assuming it's a fleshy cholent, and then you have to wait the 6 hours. So there are two nakudas here that I'd like to tell you about. One is the hard cheese issue, which we'll get to later. It's very fascinating that when it comes to hard cheese, there are three echsher with three different shittas about what's called hard cheese. The Star K has what they say they heard from Rav Heinemann, heard from Rav Aaron. Rav Belsky has his shita, and the Hesachdus has his own shita. I'll keep you in suspense until next time. But what I do want to mention is when you're mesupik if it's 6 hours. Very often, especially on Shabbos, now it's a short Shabbos, you're going to make Havdalah, what time? Shabbos is over, 6:15. So, 6:00, 6:30, you want to have milchiks. You don't remember when you had fleishiks last. So the question is, what's the din by a suffake if it's 6 hours? You're not sure if it's 6 hours. So why would you say suffix 6 hours?
You have to wait.
No, you need six full hours. All right, it's said in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker that you don't need 6 full hours because the Rambam's lashon is shah shishas, the sixth hour. So some interpret Reb Chaim that it means 5 and a half, some that it's 5 and a minute. I don't know about Lakewood. This is said in the name of Reb Chaim. So of course, when I was a teenager and I heard this, I said, oh, so I'm not going to wait the full 6 hours. So I once mentioned to Rav Gedalia Shor, he said, you know, Reb Chaim said it, but that's not a minig. The minig is 6 hours. You know, unless you know you have such a minig, I don't know anybody who has that minig. So maybe it's a tzirif when you're masupik. You know, so anyway, when you're masupik, what's the din? So the Hashkafa Rishayna is, that's Safed Rabbanan Lakula. Waiting 6 hours is not a din Torah, it's a din Rabbanan. So Hashkafa Rishayna, the first thought would be, that it's suffic to Rabbanu Lakula, and if you're not sure, it's okay. The pushback to that is, you should figure it out. This is the Dov. We don't say suffic to Rabbanu Lakula by something that has an option. So here, if you wait a little longer, it'll be 6 hours, it'll be but to Lakuli Alma. So why you did 5 minutes, when you're masupik about 6 hours, you can eat it when it's certainly 6 hours. Now the question whether he says Rabban Lakula here is an involved Lomdish Shaila. The Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't say Dovashir Shematirin if you can do it both. Yeah. Dovashir Shematirin, if a chicken lays an egg on Yamtif, it's you're not allowed to use it. If you're not sure if it was laid before Yamtif or after Yamtif, so we don't say Sefer to Rabbanu, we say Dovashir Shematirin, eat the egg tomorrow. You can only eat the egg once. Why eat it when it's a Safek? Eat it when it's a Vat. But by switching to milchiks, you want to have your coffee now, and you want to have your ice cream later. So Rabbi Yehuda says we don't say suffer to Rabbanu Lakula, and halacha lemaisa, you can be make. If somebody is legitimately not sure if it's 6 hours, he can eat milchiks.
He's not sure.
Then you can wait. Hey, once you have a heter, so you can be mitzarif. Reb Chaim says you don't need 6 full hours, and the first sheet holds you never need 6 hours. So, you know, you have the atzirufim. Once you have, I once went to Dayan Weiss in Yerushalayim for Shimush. You know, Shimush, you sit by him when he answers shaylas. So I was in Eretz Yisrael the year after I got married. I went for sukkahs. So I asked him if I could sit by him for shaylas, and he said, yeah, come to the sukkah. He's answering Shilas, I don't remember the hours, let's say between 12 and 4. So I was there for 4 hours, and there was no memorable Shilas. Notice he got all the regular, it wasn't the Gagod Ladar Shilas, you know, it was the regular routine Shilas in the neighborhood. But between customers, I got to talk to him. So I asked him about being Mitzarev Shitas. You know, in Halacha, an Adam Gadol takes, he says, there's a sheet that's makel. In this case, that case, you put together sheetis, to be makel. So I had asked him then if he could be makel on, klicheres that becomes tray from mitzarif. There's a sheet of 3 hagolas works. There's a sheet of waiting a year works. There's a sheet of glazed. There's a dasa. You know, like I put together a bunch of sheetis. He told me a rule. He said, to do serious sniff in halacha, tzirufim, you have to have one main sheet. You have to have one sheet, which is more noita lakula than lachumra. And then, Paiskim HaMachmir, you can be mitzarev. But to take a shita that no one paskins like waiting a year by itself is good, and other shita no one paskins like, that klishen is not mevashel, or even klishen is not mevashel, you know, to take a bunch of shitas that nobody paskins like, that you can't do. So here, if you're mesupik of it 6 hours, the main shita is Sofja Bar Lakula. So you're worried about Dovashir Shematirin, so alright, so you put together two. At any rate, this is the end of the sheet of 6 hours. Yud Gimel, which is next, is the sheet that you have to wait less than 6 hours. However, I don't know what happened to my schedule book, but I think next week...